let's relax and just vibe out. Put on my favorite station so we can black out. You know the station where they play real good R&B. With DJ Kiefer, Sade, and Tasha, ooh-wee. They bringing that old theme back. They make you wanna fall in love all over again. So turn the music up and just take my hand. Come with me. The music's to the right frequency. It's time for a little intimacy, yeah. DJ Good Vibe is on the one and twos. Playing that music, they get you in the mood. No other podcast made me feel like that. Tune in every other Thursday.
R&B Live.
R&B Live.
R&B Live.
To another place. I even listen when I'm laid up
to R&B Live. R&B Live.
R&B Live.
R&B Live.
R&B Live.
R&B Live.
Yeah, yeah.
What up, what up, what up, what up?
What's up?
How y'all doing?
Good.
Doing good. Happy New Year to you guys and all the listeners out there.
Welcome to R&B Live 2024.
Yes.
Episode 32.
Let's go. It's a new year.
New year.
New beginning.
And, you know, I couldn't do it without these beautiful queens. I got the one and only Miss Sade.
Ooh,
how you doing, baby girl?
I'm good. Thank you.
We miss you, Sade.
Yeah, that's good. No, seriously, it's been so long.
So glad to have you back.
She had COVID 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, I don't even know. It was something that was not, it hasn't been discovered.
Right.
They don't know what it is.
I'm going to talk about
that. It felt like COVID 2.0.
I'm going to talk about the COVID I got to. It was 2.49. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's terrible.
And we got the lovely Miss Tasha.
What's up, everyone?
How you doing, beautiful queen?
I am doing amazing. Feeling good. Glad to be back.
Looking good.
Thank you very much.
But you know,
guys too.
But we couldn't do nothing.
Nothing.
Not
a damn thing.
Without this gentleman, the one and only, Mr. Good Vibe.
Woo, woo, woo. What's up, Good Vibe?
What's going on?
How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
Man, it's good to see you, man.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
That shirt is fly.
I know. He's always like bringing the
another
flies.
One from the homies.
Yes.
Another.
That's too another, dope.
What's that? A panda? What's that? Faded? That shit is
I like it.
That is exactly what he is. Like, look at that panda right there. Or that right. Panda, whatever that is, the bear.
Yeah, he look fucked up.
Yeah.
He's a savage.
Speaking of savage, we got this gentleman. He came through, wanted to come on the show. You know, so because you know he wanted to show us love. You know, I apparently he likes us.
I think so.
Yeah, you know, coming away from the north side. You know, what I'm saying that's not an easy task here in Vegas. But we got the one and only R&B sensation, Mr. Nico Blue.
What's going on? What's going on? How y'all doing?
How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm here,
man. You boy. Thank you for coming through.
Yeah.
No problem, man. No problem.
I love it. Boy, you know, we got the full house.
Full house.
You know what I'm saying? I need a drink because I'm fucking with these damn Koreans.
Oh.
I said it.
Oh.
I said it. I need a drink. So we got the smooth out.
Oh, shucks. I got the smooth.
Must be some
tonight.
Korean from LA, man.
Yeah.
We got the smooth up. Man, they gave me problems, bro. I talked to you off air about that shit.
What are we toasting to?
New year.
Yes.
Prosperous year.
Yes.
Yes.
I like that.
Healthy year.
Very yes. much so.
And very vibrant year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, you know, I'm trying to get all the sex. I'm trying to get all the sex I need.
I know that's
sex.
Right.
You know, because sex is wealth. And it's wealth, sexy.
So all the love. You want all the
love. I want all the
love,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I want all the
love.
Oh,
man.
No STDs.
Facts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nobody
wants
no.
But I want, you know, so we got the smooth out. So we're going to go and make a cheers for this for New Year 2024.
Cheers.
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 Clink, clink. Clink, not too hard because these glasses are.
Oh, I know. They did. Good vibes. Got you. Okay, we got it.
So we got a lot of things on the docket. You know, we got some real nice stuff on the R&B news. You know, we got some concerts. We got some people falling off stages. You know,
I want to hear that.
We got some new music coming through. We got some new concerts that's coming through 2024. Okay. That's how we do it.
Yeah, okay.
We inform you what's going on in the R&B culture.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
You know what I'm saying? So this, you know, so but before we go anywhere, I mean, Mr. Good Vibe, you got this jam, man. He was cutting it up during the prelims, as you said. And he was playing this old but goodie. Mangoes? Mangoes?
I don't even know when this song came out.
Oh, doesn't even give you a year?
No.
Okay. What's the name of the track?
Called Mango.
Mango, like the fruit?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, this song is pretty tight. You know what I'm saying? You know, we only play tight shit on the show. You know what Absolutely. I'm saying? So
you know who the artist is?
Who?
What? I don't know how you say it. Kamau?
Kamau?
With okay.
the C? K-A-M-A-U-U.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Also, we are streaming live right now. So, yes. You know, so you guys get on your phones. Mm-hmm. Check us out. We're on Twitch and Twitter and Twatter and what
else? Twat.
Yeah, what up? The X.
So
we're on that right now. We're live, but yeah, Good Vibe, get into that new track. It's new to us, but it's not new. But get into that track. This is your boy Kiefer,
Shade,
and your girl Tasha,
Nico Blue,
R&B. Yeah, that shit is fire.
Yes.
That shit is fire.
I like that.
Wow. I'm loving that track.
Surprisingly, yeah. I've never heard
it.
I have, I have, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
I really like it.
Well, it's in the computer, so I must have had it.
By the way, it came out in 2020.
Yeah, so it's
not too old, but it's a newie with us.
I love that vibe. There we go.
For a second.
I love the vibe.
Yeah, good song.
Oh, sorry. Say it again.
So for a second, I thought that was 100,000.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah.
He do remind me of Andre.
I said, damn, he going R&B. He really going R&B because he can sing.
Right.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Man Kiefer right here on the R&B Live podcast.
Yes.
I got the beautiful ladies in the building. So good to see y'all.
That's
you know,
nice
no. you know, I you, miss you guys.
You give us the color of rainbows of what beauty is all about.
I know that's right.
I love it. You know what I'm saying? But the hair, the beautiful. You guys are the essence of what black love looks like.
Thank you.
Keeping it 100.
Ah,
you like that? You like that? You like that, Nico?
I love it.
Like that, man.
Black love.
Black
what
love.
What you
all
do?
Day.
You nothing. Trying to butter us up?
What you want?
Right.
I'll tell you later. Nico, what's going on with you, dog? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man.
I'm good. Yeah. What's been happening in the R&B sector for you, brother? You know.
Well, I've been doing a couple of, as I was telling her off camera, doing some private events. Yeah, okay. I've been doing private events.
I like that.
Yeah, that's
exclusive.
That's some real high end shit right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you got white folks paying for
yeah,
you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it.
Keep it coming.
You got a whole set.
Tell your friends.
You got a whole set. When you perform, I mean, what? Give me the concept of your.
It's mostly covers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
It varies depending on the crowd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's all covers. I don't do my original stuff.
You should.
Yes.
Think so?
That's what I was telling.
At least the single.
Yeah.
You should, bro.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't even gotta say it.
Okay,
this is one of my original.
No. You don't even say it. Just sing it.
Okay. All right.
No, and the reason why I say that because my man Dewan used to do that. Dewan used to do covers.
Yeah.
And he was sneaking his originals, and they would come out there. So who's singing? I never heard that cover song. He's like, hey, that's mine. That's yours. Wow. You want them to come up to you.
Right.
And they're gonna come up to you on that new single.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah. So I think you should.
Speaking of that. I have a remix coming out.
Oh.
To that song, All My Life, with a female singer.
Oh.
Nice. I would love
that. Anyone, any What, any female singer we know of?
No. I would like her to be on the show though.
Oh, yeah. I would better bring her through.
Can we get her on the next episode?
Yeah.
I'll plug it in for the
24th.
It's done. She sent over her verse, and I'm just waiting for it to get mixed. I actually reached out to the engineer. Mix that, man. I've been waiting for a month.
Nice.
So, but he said he gonna get it to me.
Okay. Yes. Wow. That's what I'm talking about. That's good, bro.
Yeah.
That you're putting a remix to it and then putting another flavor to it.
Yeah.
So she's gonna give you all her life.
Yes.
What's
right.
Oh.
I was just telling Nico too. I was like, I was playing my playlist and his song came on and I was like, who is this? And I was like, oh, this is Nico.
That's what's up, man. Are you gonna get any visuals on that one as well?
I'm thinking about it. I'm not quite sure yet. We'll see how it pans out.
Okay. I love it, man. That's how you do it, man. Spread the word. Is she a new artist or she's been in the game? She local. What's her name?
She's local. Her name is Lisi Sings.
Lisi Sings.
Never heard of her.
Yeah. She's dope.
Okay.
Yeah.
You putting the stamp on it.
Yeah.
Oh, well then we gotta bring her on.
We gotta bring her through.
Say less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got her on.
Would you two be willing to perform?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Let's go.
Hey, man, all you got to say the word, and I'll be there.
These.
Well, we giving you the word.
Word.
I love it, man. Yeah. We'll set up on next episode, the 24th.
Okay.
Or the 25th for y'all, 24th for us.
Okay.
We got to record that shit.
Yeah.
So what's been going on with you, Miss Tashaw?
I know.
You're glowing. You're beaming. You know what I'm saying?
I am.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
She's always glowing.
I know, but I don't know if it's the drink.
It might be.
But how you doing, girl?
I'm doing great. I just got back from DC from seeing my family. My grandmother passed away, so that was a little sad.
My condolences.
Thank you guys. But yeah, it was a wonderful time just being out there. It's the first time in a while that I was able to stay in DC for like 2 weeks. Most of the time it's like, 4 days, less than a week. So God was just showing me how important, family is. I knew that, but this way, I think I was focused on the dysfunction in my family at times and not focus on the love that I've always had with everyone. So that was really a blessing.
We always need to be reminded.
Yeah. Always.
And sometimes it's reminding us in other ways that we probably didn't like. Oh, okay. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, well, good for you. I'm glad this, the experience for you was a positive one and a rested one.
It renewed me, rejuvenated me just to be around them. So coming back and, with the new year and everything, I just feel like I'm ready to go. I'm focused. I'm ready to make some things happen this year. So I'm excited. We'll be discussing that.
You've always been focused.
I haven't. We'll get into that later with my topic.
Okay.
We're going to
dive deep. What's the topic that it's gonna? What are you gonna talk about?
Goal setting.
Goal setting.
Yeah. Setting goals and how to achieve them.
The culture needs to know this.
Yeah, yes. we all do.
We all do.
And how to stick to them. So I'm excited. So make sure you guys stick around to hear that. So
okay.
And Miss Sade.
Boy, I don't even know where to begin.
Wow, well, I heard that you had to kick some ass.
I don't even want to go there.
You don't want to go there.
No, I mean, I had some serious health issues. Like, I mean, lesson, I guess, reminder for me would be, like, take care of your health. Like, for sure. I got hit with some pretty crazy shit, and then
COVID 3.5920.
I know, and then I had an injury, and then I had infections. Like, it was just one back to back. So that was
the reason why Sade hasn't been on the shows because she's been very ill.
True. And then I've been trying to work and catch up on shit. I couldn't work, so. It's been crazy. I've been slowing down. I think reminder is to take care of your health and slow the fuck down. I've just been overworked. and everything. So yeah, I've been chilling. My birthday's on Saturday. It's this weekend.
February 1st. Happy
birthday.
I mean January 13th. Yeah.
So I mean, this is the only time I'm really gonna lay low. Everyone keeps asking me what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna be really low key. Like
really?
I'm really, yeah. It's not like a milestone year for me. I'm not even gonna say my age, but I'm a healthy
24. She is healthy.
Well, happy early birthday.
Oh, thank you guys. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
I think I'm just gonna really be low key. I can't make any promises, but I think I just been really low key and just trying to like get back in the on the grind. But yeah, definitely big goals for 2024. And health is one of them for sure, because it just come right, you know, right when you least expect it, mm-hmm. and just take your ass, you know, like I
absolutely
know.
So, that's crazy.
Yes, but everything has been good. I'm getting back on track. I'm happy it's a brand new year. I'm really excited for this year. Got some goals. We probably all talk. I want to hear everybody's goals for this year for sure. So good. What about you, Kiefer? What's been going on with you?
Well, one of my goals got met.
Oh. Really?
Motherfucking Detroit? Michigan Wolverines got the national champions. Motherfucking champions.
Has it been a while since they've been champions?
Since 1997.
Woo!
97,
man.
It was overdue.
It was way overdue. It was, you know,
congratulations to your team.
I get a lot of shit talk from my teams, you know, because you know I'm a Lions fan. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
You know, we're gonna whoop that ass in the playoffs. So y'all just don't want to fuck with us.
Who y'all play?
We play Stafford, the Rams.
Oh, the Rams. That's right. That's right.
Mm. We play the Rams.
Who does the Lions play?
The Rams.
Rams. I'm sorry. Okay, yeah. I heard Stafford. Okay, got it.
Yeah, Stafford's on the Rams.
Got it.
So we're gonna whoop that ass, and then I'm gonna let y'all sorry ass Cowboys. Y'all might just go ahead and just lose it.
Say it again.
Y'all need to come on and lose a game because y'all don't want to fuck with us twice.
One more time.
Y'all don't want to fuck with us twice.
Thank you.
Because we're gonna whoop that ass. It's gonna be like 55-0.
Oh.
I hate the Cowgirls. It's not the Cowboys, it's the fans.
It's the fans.
And their organization. I don't support their organization. I do not like the Cowboys.
I like the players. I like that. I like Lamb, CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
Dope ass players. I like homeboy on the defense side, number 11.
Michael Parsons.
Yeah. It's not the team. I just don't like the fans. Fans are ignorant.
No. They're delusional.
They've been delusional for the last 36 years.
The Lulu.
So you're saying my mom is delusional because you know she's a Cowboys fan.
Miss Jones is
just
a Cowboys fan.
Yes. You hear my mom. Bless her heart.
Bless her. Jay Boogie, give me a camera slide by myself. I got to talk to Miss Jones. Go on, switch it on.
Oh boy,
Miss Jones. Now you know you drink too much of that whiskey, and I know you don't drink because you God fearing. But you lost your rocker on this one. Don't just stop being a Cowboys fan, because they're not gonna win. They're not gonna win in your lifetime.
Oh.
And they sure not gonna win in my lifetime, and baby girl lifetime right here to my right. She's the youngest one of all of us. Yeah. They ain't gonna win in that time. I'm just gonna give it up. And plus, your
24.
Your owner is a racist.
That's what I mean. I don't support the organization. I'm from Texas. And I've never, ever.
They're trying to bring you back over, Mama.
They bring you back. Come on over, Mama Jones. Come on, Mama Jones. Come on.
Just see the light.
So that was one. That's one of my. And then of course, if the Lions go to Super Bowl, that's another one. But personally, I just want to continue to grow. You know, spiritually, mentally.
Yes.
I think mental health is very important for me. You know, at this time. And I got some other big dreams for this show. So I'm waving that up there and letting the energy, the universe take that, and wherever it comes out of that, I'll take it. So just continue to help give and help other people in the process. You know what I'm saying? You know I'm all about that.
Absolutely.
So you know, so I'm just gonna continue to, you know, share my knowledge to Nico and all the other R&B singers in the realm, just to make sure that they understand how to really perfect their craft, you know.
Love it.
So, you know, so that's my goal. Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Make a lot of money.
You're a good man.
Make that money.
I try, man.
You're a good man, bro.
I try, man. You know, I'll never get it all right, but I try.
Hey, one day at a time. Perfect.
Yes.
So
one
we got.
Day at a time.
Good vibes. What are your goals for this year? Or, I mean, one, how have you been doing?
Yeah.
What's been going on?
I've been doing all right. Like, good. Beginning of the year, actually, like the last, I thought December, like last month, was gonna be so slow for me. It was like stupid.
Really?
Like, yeah, and it's been continuing. So okay. I'm still going. Like today I had a gig earlier, gotta do this. Yesterday was the same spot. Mm-hmm. Cause nice. I started doing some sports stuff.
Okay, what's that? Fill us in.
Oh really? The G League. Okay. The G League.
Okay.
Oh, the G League.
Yeah, that's dope. Just doing like the pre-game stuff. And then okay. I think Lawless. Mm-hmm. I think his girlfriend Bella Rose, she does the in-house stuff. Like during the game.
Oh, that's sick. Oh,
nice.
I love Bella Rose. Today. I love Bella Rose.
Can you play local artists?
Yeah. I like the way you're thinking. I like the way you're thinking.
As long as it kind of like.
It goes with the
NBA stuff. And you know how NBA is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? It's fast paced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the way you're thinking, Nico.
Hey, man,
yes.
You gotta
hook me up, man. I got you.
You
gotta make a song that's like 120 higher, you know, on the BPMs. You know, then you gotta make it like, you know, fast. You know.
I got some stuff.
Oh, so what's good? Oh.
Well, yeah. I also got other links to like other DJs that do a lot of sports stuff out here.
Oh, really?
Like yeah, DJ DJ Green, DJ
yeah,
Joe
I gotta
Green.
Shout out to the homie Joe Green.
Joe Green.
He is the biggest sports DJ in the world right now.
He does the Vegas Nights.
Yeah,
right?
The Vegas Nights. He does the Raiders. He does the.
I've been trying to get my music played over there.
Send it to me. I got you.
Okay.
Say less.
All right, I tell everybody, like, I have so many friends out here that do music.
Yeah.
And I tell them, send it to me, and then I can pass it on to everybody.
Yeah.
Nothing.
We have a certified DJ here, sir. Yeah. Okay. This ain't.
All right.
Say less. He just not just here because he looked handsome and got dope ass shirts. He's in the culture. He's up in the city. He does, you know, he's up in
the
city.
He got the blue check. He's certified. Definitely.
You certified.
I got the blue check without having a blue check.
Yeah, you definitely certified. So, okay, well, cool, man. I'm glad you got some goals up in hand and stuff like that. But, you know, man, forget all that. We got. Oh, no. That's my bag.
Maybe not.
Cause we had to give Miss Sade some Usher music, some yeah. Usher bucks.
I need that. But if y'all got some, really, I mean, I'm just saying, her cash app.
Yeah,
put the cash app down.
Mind. But we got some R&B news up in here. Ladies,
yes, yes. You know I'd love to know what's going on in our audience as well. What's happening?
So let's see. T-Pain.
Okay.
T-Pain. First of all, T-Pain has just announced that he's gonna be having a residency in Las Vegas.
Oh,
in 2024.
Come yes. on. Now.
Let's go.
Nice. Yeah. There's so many people.
I would go see him.
Yeah, me too.
I like T-Pain.
I've already seen him perform, but it was at a club. I think it was at Dre's or something like that. I forgot where it was. It was cool. It was alright.
I ain't got nothing against Dre, but Dre is just
I know.
Dre is just too
it's too stupid.
Too ratchet for me.
It's
too ratchet for me.
But I did go see him. It was good. He has a great voice. I mean, it was no auto-tune.
Yes.
I swears.
Yeah. So, yeah. And if you guys didn't notice, y'all, he's been going bonkers on the internet. Go to YouTube, type in T-Pain performance. And he did this dope-ass performance about an hour and a half long. The sound quality is dope. And he did some amazing covers.
Incredible.
Mm. Incredible. Like whiskey. What's that song?
Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh,
I love that song.
I love that song. I love it.
It's one of my favorite country songs. Like, I love that song.
It doesn't matter what race you are. If you can sing that song, you are the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Stapleton, right?
Yes.
Stapleton.
So yeah, T-Pain is he announced.
Shout
he announced
out it. To T-Pain.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know what the dates are or what where he's gonna be at. But you know, you keep it locked right here on R&B News. I'm gonna tell your ass.
Absolutely,
all the time.
Right on.
But I know you guys been waiting for this shit for the longest. Mm. Jodeci.
Better be good.
Yeah. Jodeci.
Oh, hell yeah.
Jodeci Redden to
see. Yes.
Man. I want to see that.
March 15th to the 24th.
Okay.
And July 5th to the July 13th.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the House of Blues.
Cool.
At Mandalay Bay.
Nice.
That is so tough.
So, but guess what I heard what the prices are? Oh, wait, no. No, that's New Edition. Can I tell you what the prices are? New Edition,
please.
New Edition concert.
Okay.
Just to get in the motherfucker, just to step a foot in there, you're gonna pay at least $700.
What?
One ticket? No, I'm not lying.
What?
That's like OSHA prices.
No, even OSHA prices won't like that.
I'm happy for them though. They deserve it. They've been working for.
I mean, hardcore. 700. True fans gotta.
Where are you gonna be at?
Let me sell something.
The encore win. Win encore.
Oh, the win.
Yeah.
I'll be paying the $700, but I am happy for them.
Now I saw. I saw a New Edition when they had the New Edition tour.
Yeah.
Fucking phenomenal. So if you are a New Edition fan, I will say go ahead and pay for that because
absolutely.
Let me tell you the Encore Theater at the Wynn Encore Theater is there's not a bad seat.
Mm.
So if you even if you're up there, it only holds like less like 1,700 seats I think or 2,000 seats.
Okay.
So it's a very small venue.
Yeah.
So you're gonna get good seats.
Well, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? So that was. That's I said, wow.
Go man, check them out. Inflation. Go support people.
Golly.
$700.
Sheesh. I'll do a payment plan. $700. I need the payment plan.
Do they got Afterpay?
Real man.
Oh, my God. She said Afterpay.
Goodness gracious.
That comes in the clutch.
Well,
karma?
Can I ask you guys this question?
Sure.
Do you guys like Tyrese?
He's controversial, but you know he got hits.
Well, what are you saying? Just like his music,
You like Tyrese's music?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, I got some news for you. Tyrese is coming to Vegas.
Okay. Oh, he is.
Yes,
I will pay $700 to see that.
Tyrese is coming here February 24th at the theater at the Hotel.
Valentine's Day
weekend.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Weekends. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. February 24th.
Yeah.
Just him. Okay.
I think he has like a 11-day tour.
Okay.
Something like that. So, and this is the last day. I think he's going to be in. Why is my music going down? That should not be going down. Where I got the dates here? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He's going to be in. Pepsi Cola.
Got it going on.
Florida.
Okay.
So that's down. Oh, there it is, right there. Thank.
Jay
Boogie, boy, I tell you. Boy, Jay Boogie on it like on cop.
24.
So there you go. There's the dates right there, ladies and gentlemen, starting in 2024. Minneapolis, Chattanooga. What's that? VA? Where's that at? Where's that at, Tashaw? I never heard
where?
Of that.
Where? Charlottesville.
Yeah. Charlottesville.
Charlottesville.
Virginia.
Charlottesville.
Yes. Charlottesville.
Shut up. Goodbye.
What's that song?
You're going to be in Philly.
You just a baby boy. You not the real.
That's it right there.
Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah,
going
to Philly. Yeah.
Cool. So that's cool. I want to see him.
ATL.
Sorry.
So for him to be on it, a very short concert or tour.
Right.
For him to be in Vegas, I think I will probably want to see him too.
I would too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
I don't know when I'll ever see him again, but I would love to see him.
Yeah, me too. I would go check out Tyrese.
As long as he does more than one song. I got a story for you guys.
Oh, tell us.
Okay, story time.
So, back in the day, I was working at this club at Planet Hollywood. And that night, I was off, but I went to go check it out. DJ Franzen was playing that night.
Yep, DJ Franzen. Shout out to Franzen.
Tyrese came in and had like a brand new dance track. Had Franny play that song for about a half an hour non-stop. one after the other, same song.
Do you know what song it was?
Continuously. I don't remember the name of the song.
Ew.
It literally killed the club, and then when Franny jumped back on, everybody came back in. It was a good song, though, but not that many times, you know what I mean? Like, I thought, like, after the second, third time, I was like...
Was he paying Frantic that dude play? He had to.
Why would you do it back to back?
But I'm pretty sure he got paid for it.
And how long ago was that?
I think I know what the song is.
This was some years ago. Okay. Was like,
what song was it? What song? Come
on. I don't know the name of it, but I know, you know, the R&B Money podcast. Yep. Jay Valentine wrote it. And it's a very up-tempo beat. Mm. Up-tempo song.
Oh, okay.
But Jay Valentine... Jay Valentine wrote it. I remember him telling a story about it on their podcast.
Okay.
He said it was meant for Usher, but it fell into Tyrese's lap.
Oh.
It was a good song, though.
I heard that. I watched that same thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I gotta figure out what song it was. Now I gotta go look at that podcast. Yeah.
I forgot the name.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're gonna look at it. Well, that's. Well, yeah. how you be hearing these stories, dog?
I mean, he was there.
I was there.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
Okay. Yeah, because I worked at that club. It just, I was off that night.
Dre's
like,
dog,
yeah.
Dre's.
You better forward your tones.
Dre's. Say less.
Say less. Jay Boogie, I ain't got nothing else on there, huh? Okay. There are, you know, my list should be longer than this. Y'all, I know you guys are accustomed.
No, this is good. You cover it.
But I mean,
that's what we got.
There's many more. So when we have our episode in 2 weeks, I'll have a much more extensive concert list for you guys, because there's a whole lot. Oh, I do want to talk about Monica.
Oh, what's going on with Monica? That's my girl now.
Baby girl fell off the stage.
What?
Oh,
she did?
Oh no! Oh no! I didn't see that.
Cap. I'm sorry, Cap.
Oh, I was like, not our girl.
No. For real. She actually passed out backstage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was the dehydration. You know what I'm saying? That was really weird. Because, you know, I don't like to give a sister age, you know, but she's 43 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So you gotta take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know,
absolutely.
Sade just told us, you know, just, you know,
take care of your health.
Your health is your wealth. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So if you're not healthy, you're not going to make no money.
That's exactly what happened to me.
So but she's okay.
Okay, good.
It was very concerned because, you know, they had to have the medics come to her.
Yeah.
So, scary. But she's fine. I don't know.
Where was she at? Do you know?
I knew you were going to fucking ask me.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I was going to ask that too. Where did this happen?
Damn it. Don't be put me on a.
All right, we won't find out later.
Put you on blast like that.
Was it because you can't pronounce the name?
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Sheesh.
Can we go on to the next thing, you know, because, you know.
Sorry, man. But Michigan won.
Talk that talk, Kiefer.
Hey. What you got, Tasha?
Yes, we're going to get into setting goals and how to achieve them.
Go and get it.
You know, it's the new year. It's the new year, so everybody is. First of all, how do you guys feel about like just New Year's resolutions and all of that? So, where are you guys at with it?
I think it's great. I mean, I think everybody should set a goal every year. I mean, every 6 months, reevaluate your life, set your goals, plan it out, and execute. That's all. I mean, yeah.
I think people should do vision boards.
Okay. That's a great thing.
I think
too.
Vision boards are good for you.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? I should show you guys my vision board from like 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I'll put it on the
You
next.
Gonna bring it out?
I'll bring it on the
oh,
next.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
But I'm not opposed to a resolution. I mean, I think everybody should always have goals. It shouldn't just be like on New Year's. Like, I'm going to do this. You know, like it should be constant. You should constantly want to evolve and grow and whatnot.
Y'all need to stop doing these resolutions talking about, yeah, I'm gonna go to the gym.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm telling you, I hate the gym right now because it's so packed with people.
Yeah,
and then
so packed.
By the end of January or by February, everybody's gonna be gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
It's ridiculous.
Y'all need to stop lying to yourselves and say, I'm not gonna go to the gym. I'm gonna continue on with these potato chips.
Oh, well, Tashaw's gonna tell you how to be consistent.
That's okay. Right. Stay focused. We're gonna get into that.
Stop the bullshit. Thank that should you. Be the resolution, not about going to the
Facts.
Gym. Stop the bullshit. That's Facts. What you should do.
Wait.
Eat healthy. You don't gotta go to the gym.
Ooh. Yeah. Drop
stop the bullshit.
Too.
Stop the BS, yeah. people.
Fasting is good as well.
I like that.
Right. Yep.
How about you? How do you feel about New Year's resolutions?
Nico.
Me, I feel like it's a little bit overrated. Mm-hmm. You know, every day you should strive to be better than you were yesterday.
Absolutely.
So, I don't really set my sights on the new year because you should be doing that every day.
Mm. I know that's right.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I love that. I love that.
And you, Keith? Where are you at with it?
I'm more on Nico's. I like to try to, you know, set that everyday goal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What did I do better than I did yesterday?
Yeah. Right.
You know, even if I didn't drive fast, mm-hmm. or I didn't cut somebody off today.
Right.
I need it.
No,
that.
real talk. You know what I'm saying? I mean, little things like right. that, you know?
Like the 1% rule. You ever hear about that? You do 1% better than you did before and you will be unstoppable.
Yes.
Just 1%, that little 1% yes. effort.
But I did fail today because I was about to kick a Korean's butt.
Oh.
Sheesh.
Okay.
Damn, I'm going back to that again?
I need
an L-I-G. I got to let that shit go. Wait, hold on. Here we go.
But yeah.
Tashaw, help me.
Help us. Well, far as the New Year's resolutions and stuff, I've actually a couple years ago stopped saying New Year's resolution and replaced it with revolution. Because revolution is more of creating new systems.
That's tight.
Right?
It's deep.
So,
that's deep.
So, yeah. So, one, just, you know, changing your mindset. When it comes, I totally agree with you too that goal setting should be a daily thing. But also, I do like there's something about a new season, the new year, you know, that just give you a extra rush, a different drive. So I'm excited about the new year and, you know, making those goals. I think a lot of people don't follow through because we're not really taught how to set goals and how to keep them and how to follow through. So a lot of us are looking at everybody like crazy, but we don't have those people around us to, you know, really set the foundation. So a lot of people don't know how to keep the goals going. You know what I mean?
And are you gonna show us how to do this?
Fuck no. Sorry.
Next graphics, please. Next graphics, please.
Yeah, let's get into it. First of all,
here we go.
First of all, I know a lot of people don't like to do this, but you got to write down your goals. You say, like in the Bible, it said, write it down, make it plain.
I don't do that.
But, mm-hmm. okay, if
type
you...
Type it out on your phone.
Yeah, you could type it on your phone.
Okay.
I could do that. I like writing it.
I could do this. I could do this. Cool.
I think if you get in a habit to write down your goals, mm-hmm. it helps you to...
Visualize.
Keep that, exactly. Yeah. Visualize, yeah. Make that commitment because you actually... They say that it's something about writing things down, mm-hmm. and what it does to you mentally, physically, and emotionally... To be connected to what you wrote down.
I like that.
So,
yeah.
So write it down, make it plain. That's the first thing. Mm-hmm. The second thing is to set a deadline.
That's scary.
An achievable,
that's scary.
A measurable,
that's scary.
Deadline.
That's scary.
Why is that scary?
Because then you are literally committed.
But that's, yeah, good. That's the point. You want to be committed.
That's the point.
How are you going to achieve your goals if you're not committed?
I've never done that.
Yeah.
Even with like little things, set a deadline for the little things and then move on to the next. And then like, it's a great idea.
Deadlines is good because
it
like you said, it holds you accountable.
Yeah.
It makes the goal measurable.
That's crazy because like I said, for me, it's been such a, when I say deadlines, then I'm afraid I'm going to miss it. I'm so petrified of this. Like I'm gonna miss it, and then I feel like I'm a failure.
Yeah, sometimes that does put pressure on people. So you got to know yourself, but it is important to have deadlines, because in the real world, we're going to be constantly dealing with deadlines, no matter who you deal with. If you want to have your own company, you got to set deadlines for yourself when you, you know, exactly, as an entrepreneur. And when you're working for someone, they're going to have deadlines for you. So if you start doing that for yourself, you know, it will help you be more committed. Instead of like, I'm going to do this whenever. Whenever it's going to be, you know, that's why people don't make those commitments, because they're not setting, you know, a deadline. It's just like, okay, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. When, though? Set a you know, a deadline.
When, boo.
Yeah, when, boo.
Okay.
You know, so it is important to set that, you know, deadline for us.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, let's go on to the next one.
All right, and the next one, number four, is develop your skill set. And when I say develop your skill set, that means deciding the strategy, you know, that you're going to complete this goal. Also writing down, like when you do have a goal, for example, there may be 5 steps to complete that goal. That's why it's important not only to write the goal down, but write the steps to the goal. You know, a lot of us miss that and just like, okay, I'm gonna you know, create this business, or you know, whatever it is that they want to achieve. But they forget that, okay, it may take 20 steps to actually complete this one goal. It may be 5 steps. So writing those steps will help you visualize and know what you have to do so you can achieve that goal in the time frame as well. So
how y'all feel about that? What's you guys' thoughts on that? Nico?
I'm a little bit more in the moment kind of person, because life isn't certain.
Right.
Day to day. So I'm more of a being in the present.
Go ahead and switch, kind Jay. Of person. Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because we don't know when we're going to go.
So setting deadlines or goals or
I mean, there's goals, but I'm just more of a deep thinker about life in general. Because we just never know when our time is.
Right.
So we have all these deadlines, and what happens if you... You're not here anymore. You know what I mean?
That's then okay. What?
Yeah. Well, how you feel about that, Tasha? Because that's a very valid point that he brought up. You know.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know, but we want to be wise and use our time wisely. You know what I mean? So, true. So I get what you're saying, because it's a balance, right? You want to go with the flow of life, because some things we can't control.
Yeah.
You know, and things are going to happen outside of our control. But what we can control, as far as what we want for our own lives, right, is very important for us to have these skill sets and make a plan. Because what they say, a goal without a plan, you're gonna fail.
Yeah,
right?
you're nothing.
No, you're right. That's true.
You know, so it's, I get what you're saying. I'm glad you pointed that out, because I want people to still, you know, be free, live in the moment. But also, when something is in your heart and you know that, like, God is putting that on your heart to achieve that, then okay, how can I achieve that? You know, and speak to other people that's maybe done some of the goals, you know what I mean, that we
have on your list.
Yeah. We are afraid to talk to other people, but most people that's successful and achieve things, they love to help other people. So even if they're on, you DM someone, say, hey, you know, I see you've been doing this, you know, I would like to know, how did you get to that point? Or, you know, would you mind giving me some advice on where I should start? Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's very important for us to, you know, reach out, because we're not going to achieve them if we don't have a plan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let's keep it 100, because like for me, I wanted to do this entrepreneurship thing, but sometimes God will kick you in the butt and like will get you fired from a situation,
right,
and say, look man, this is what you wanted to do, but you're not doing it, so let me go and force you.
Right.
And I was in that situation. I said, I've always wanted to be independent. I wanted to have my own business. I wanted to have my own LLC. I wanted to do all that stuff. Talk is cheap. When you gonna do it?
Right.
So what he did? Well, guess what he did? Well, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and just remove this little blanket that you've been going through I'm gonna go and just remove that for you.
Right.
What? Mm-hmm. Now I'm out here all butt ass naked, cheeks out and everything.
Yes.
But it forced me to like get my shit together.
Right.
So I, so what Tashaw is saying, you don't want to be Kiefer. You don't want to be that. You know what I'm saying? You don't want your ass to be out there with cheeks, you know, cheeks like out. Like Prince. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You want to be able to
like Lenny Kravitz. Remember that? Right. We need to play that video again.
Ass out.
We're not playing that Lenny Kravitz butt ass naked with his.
Sorry, you said
Lenny.
Cheeks. I was like, cheeks.
His ass is 65 years old.
And that's
Paul.
A 65
year old. But anyway, but Tashaw, you're right. I mean, it you know, and these are disciplines that, you know, I'm still learning at 56.
Yeah.
You know
we
what I'm
all
saying?
Are. We got to, yeah. You know, yeah, so, even you know.
I
myself.
Think it's a great idea. I think I'm a planner, so I want to plan everything out. I want to have everything in detail. All of my goals, I want every single detail because I want to be able to manifest that and know exactly what I want. And not only that, I truly believe in the buddy system. If you have somebody who has goals as well, you guys team together because nobody can do anything by themselves.
Hold
each other accountable. Exactly. I love that system.
You know what? I just got something. Mm-hmm. A light bulb.
Please, tell us.
If you're trying to achieve something and you're not getting it, then you got to change the way you're trying to achieve it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I need to start, like I just said, I don't write shit down. Motherfucker, write shit down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when
plan a deadline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Put yourself accountable for your deadline.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like I want to have this studio by the fourth quarter of this year.
There you go.
I need to put that shit down. I mean, now the shit's recorded, so now I got to do it. Mm-hmm. But I need to write it down still.
Yeah.
Right. And get and let the process take its place.
You put it down on paper, get an idea, and then have other people, you know, hold you accountable and get you in touch with mentors or somebody who knows what they're doing, what they're talking about, and get you to where you. I think it gets you there faster when you have it planned out.
Mm.
You know, things don't, and that's what life's about. Because if things fall through, you come up with another option. You keep going. You know what I mean? So I think it's great. I think it's a great idea. I love it.
What's up? What else on the list right there? What's up? What we got?
So next, what do we have? Oh yeah. So take the first step. You know what I mean? After you know the strategy, you know what you're gonna do. Put yourself out there and take that first step. And the first step is what you wrote down, right?
Go and switch
when it. I told you to write those steps down,
mm-hmm.
you write the goal, then mm-hmm. you write the steps that it takes. Okay, I got to write this email. I got to write a list of whatever it is that, you know, how many people I need to contact. You know, write those steps down. It seems like it's tedious, but the more you do it, the more it'll come to you. And the more you practice that, it will help you see the vision.
What if you're not a detail oriented person like myself? I mean, I am detailed, but not like writing stuff. So what other methods should I use to kind of combat that?
You can record yourself. You know what I mean? You can record yourself and
audio.
You know what I mean?
You
can record, but just keeping it up here. It's not a good practice. We think that because our mind is constantly holding so many different things.
True.
So when it comes to things that's important to us, if you don't want to write it down, then maybe record the steps or record like, okay, this is my goal. I'm going to achieve this by this date. You know, blase. So, you know, try different things because everything doesn't work for everybody. But the key is for you to put yourself out there, try different strategies. I'm giving you, someone else may have other strategies. So what I'm telling you, if that doesn't work, then look on YouTube and see what else somebody else doing. And if that resonate with you more, then, you know, do it that way. Do what makes you feel good for you to achieve that goal.
I love it. We got some more stuff on the list, but I want to get into a song real quick so we got a break.
Yes.
What you got for us, good Mr. Good Vibe? You got something for us?
Don't know yet.
I love it. I love putting them on the spot. Yes. But, you know, but if Good Vibe got something, you guys, just keep it right here. It's your man, Kiefer.
Shade. Tashaw.
Nico.
R&B Live right here, podcast. Hey.
Hey.
Yes.
Welcome back to R&B Live, guys.
Yes,
the hottest podcast in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas, get
only
that shit
podcast,
right.
Only podcast, the hottest, the only, the best.
Let's ask a true R&B connoisseur, R&B artist. How you feel about this podcast, man? What do you think that we need to do that can make this podcast better?
I would say in my honest opinion, just more posts about it.
Oh yeah,
on Instagram.
I like the way, because I ain't put. So you've been online presence. I haven't done any. Yeah.
More posts.
Okay.
I would say I know you know need
a team.
More hands involved, but you know, someone to post that. I would say every episode.
Ooh.
And I would say, you know, those reels and with the words having you talking under it.
Yeah, the caption, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those is
so I'm thinking
I see what's his name? Shannon Sharp. I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
And he does his little nightcap thing.
Yep.
And he has his stuff on there.
I know.
Nice.
Every day.
But he has a team, dog.
Yeah, that's what I'm, yeah.
Thank you for your instruction.
We're working on it, but yeah.
But no, but that's dope you mentioned, because I just found a software or a program. It's an AI program. Mm-hmm. That what it does, it will you can take an hour of your show and then it will spit out 15 clips with the caption and everything.
And it'll
pick the best ones.
Damn.
So I'm gonna get that shit. I'm gonna go ahead and spend the money.
Gotta invest.
But you know, before we do that, Jay Boogie. can you play that shit for me, man?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Here we go.
Like it's magic, oh yeah. Cause I see nobody but you.
And I'm gonna beat it like
I'ma beat that shit like a drum.
Beat it like a drum. Beat it.
Bam, 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 bam.
Love that song.
Bam, 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 bam.
Look at those lips. Oh, wait a minute, who this?
Ooh. Jamie.
I know, but look.
Oh, her. Tiana.
Come on, Saggy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right now we in the top five. Silky Sheets, where your ass
favorite.
So y'all ready?
I'm ready.
Well, I'm ready.
You know, this is the first top five of the year.
It is.
Yes.
Let's go.
So you know, I like it nasty.
Oh.
Ooh.
I like it wet.
Okay.
I like it slop.
Sade just.
Sade. Look all right.
Drink to that.
Wait.
Tank.
What we started with? Sorry, with you?
Yeah. You know, okay. You know, Kiefer always go first. Come on now. That shit ain't gonna change in 2024. Did I say 24?
What you got for us?
24.
Oh, he gonna just drop that sheet.
So you know, in every man's life, and I mean every man's life, and don't act like you ain't never been there before, because you have. And if you have been there before, this is one of the motherfucking songs that you have to play to get your baby back.
Oh, getting the baby
back. It's a
makeup song. It's pretty much a makeup song that I know I fucked up.
Y'all know
ain't nothing better than a makeup sex.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Come on now. It's more passionate.
Very much so.
It is.
You do go deep.
Yeah.
I'm like that.
All deep.
Makeup.
No, Nico, you need to stop going deep for y'all. That's your problem right there. We already know about your shit. You go too damn deep and you get
oh my god.
You get
really?
Give
us the tea.
I know, I've been going. He is not lying.
I swear to God, he's not lying.
So for those that do go deep, this song is for y'all. Tank. Song is called I Deserve It. Here you go, top five Silky Sheets. Your man Kiefer. Here we go.
Y'all, tell the truth. head.
Baby, I deserve. Baby, I deserve. Baby, I deserve.
Yeah.
Yes.
Classic.
That brought me classic.
That is a classic. Classic.
Yeah. That was one of Tank's deep. first album.
Yeah.
That was deep.
You know why I played
it. I felt the pain. I felt. I was like, oh man, like.
Yeah.
My hurt.
Yeah. When he said for you to say. Yes, I cheated on you.
Like, he meant that.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Hi, guys. Okay.
What you got?
All right, so this is number two. Top five Silky Sheet. I picked Jacquees.
Jacquees. The king of R&B?
Yeah, the king of
Army. So he say.
I know. Who gave him that title?
Well, I love Jacquees.
It's questionable, but I love his voice. I like the song.
I love Jacquees.
But yeah, this is my number two, okay?
Here we go.
Yeah.
Nico's face like y'all got tones there.
Right.
That was dope, girl.
Like it?
Yeah.
What's the name of that song?
Yeah.
What's the name of song? What's the name of song? Jacquees song.
Oh, say yeah.
Say yeah.
Say yeah. Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Me like it.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right.
What you got?
What you got?
Number three. I'm going to bring it back.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
My boy, Chico DeBarge.
What?
Chico DeBarge.
Yes, drop that shit.
She almost dropped it, too.
He almost did. He really did.
Here we go. Oh.
Good shit. That was my shit.
That's a vibe.
I had that to my
I know. I just added it to mine.
I'm gonna do that once I get my phone.
I'm gonna bump that when I get home.
Yes. Come on, y'all. Vote number three.
Vote number one.
Number three.
Like y'all all always do.
Number three.
You mean you always do? What you always do.
Seem like things you ain't forgotten, huh? No matter how long you ain't been here. She could be gone for the whole 20 years. It's like, you remember that? You be voting for your shit and they always be winning. Anyway, Mr. Nico Blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
R&B extraordinaire. What you got for us, dog?
What you got?
This is, sure everybody know this one. Perfect song for the bed.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
We want to hear
The Dream falsetto.
Ooh. Oh! Ooh. Ooh. Wait, never mind. Sorry.
What?
No. Oh, that's a good song. Sorry.
Here we go. Falsetto right here. This is the top five Silky Sheet R&B style right here. R&B podcast. It's Manky Fur.
Shade.
And your girl Tasha.
Nico.
There we go. Let's go.
See how that song moved everybody? That's why I need to be number one.
Everybody was grooving over here. You saw that, right, Vibe?
Yeah. Vibe. Oh, he's speaking that truth, Vibe. You gotta get one of those.
Yeah.
Okay, that was number four.
What you got, Vibe?
What you got, Vibe? Number five.
I got my song.
Bob come with the fire.
It's
a good song.
And he never tells
but
us what it is.
He never wins. I'm scared.
I don't care if I win or not. People remember.
We know. I do. They know. I was like, he comes with the fire.
What you got for us, dog?
I know what you got.
Are you guys ready?
Here we go.
Yes.
Let's go.
Right.
Here we go.
Here you go.
Oh.
Dream wrote this, by the way.
That's a classic. That is a classic for real, for real. So I got a question for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, ladies, is it always a goal of yours and his to put your ass to sleep after doing the do?
Depends on the ladies time first. Of day.
Yeah, it depends.
It depends on it.
It's not like a goal. I mean, if he does, then he does. And
like he puts your ass to sleep because he put work up in that.
I mean,
I'm just inquiring minds want to know.
Sometimes,
yeah.
So, but what if he never has done that, what is that?
Is that a deal breaker?
Is that a deal
breaker?
Thank you.
No.
Is that a deal breaker?
No, it's not.
It doesn't matter.
You don't got to put me to sleep.
Just because you got to put me to sleep.
You just got to make me come.
There you go. Period.
Oh, talk that talk.
Yes.
Talk period. That talk.
Talk that talk.
Period.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
That's the goal. That should be the goal.
Yeah, you don't want to put nobody to bed. Like,
sometimes you can just get tired out, you know, depending on how long you go.
Right.
But yeah,
the goal for me
and my partner should be to make each other come.
So your legs got to shake and he got to. You taking notes there, JJ? Jay Boogie?
No, it's not a deal breaker though.
Well, Jay, when you get your first nut, you're gonna be like, trust me. The first couple, you're gonna be like, God damn, what the fuck was that? And then after maybe about a couple of years, you're like, I know how to do that. Yeah, okay, I got this. I got it. Sometimes you lose it. Like, oh, God damn, man. Come on, keeping him.
I'm
telling the truth, right?
Telling the truth.
Now, I don't be doing the crazy looks on my face. I don't be doing that shit.
Your O face?
That's not my cum face. No. My cum face is not like that. My cum face is like it. Wait, say it again, Jay. don't be rolling no damn credits on me, man. Hey, this is content creation right here, motherfucker. We need this shit.
Yes.
your main objective is not to go to sleep, is to get yours.
It's an equal exchange.
Yeah,
definitely
equal.
Equal exchange.
Well, we all know what the plan is.
I agree with that.
Well, I'm gonna let you know right now. I go to sleep after my shit.
I think all men do.
Okay.
It's like in our DNA.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
I usually want to eat afterwards.
Cause you're a foodie. That's why.
I do. I want some ice
snacks.
Cream or something. Well, yeah, some
can
snacks.
Can you make me a sandwich too while you're down here?
Yeah, a sandwich. Like, give me a sandwich while you're there. Yeah, we ain't going to bed. We about to eat.
Okay. Well, that concludes our top five silky sheets. Thank you. Goodbye. That's number five. Make sure you guys vote.
Yes.
Where they go to vote, ladies? I mean, tell me where they go to vote.
They go online. rmb-live.com.
That part.
For reals?
Yes.
For reals.
Right. Yeah. And you click on the live stream and you go right underneath the caption with the video and it'll be all right there. Just vote. Vote for your boy Kiefer because Michigan won and
vote
Detroit.
Vote for Tashaw.
If you need pity votes for Kiefer because of Michigan, then that's okay. But.
Sounds personal.
Tell Nico.
No.
This was a great first show back.
I know.
Yes. Happy 2024. Thank you, Nico. Thank you.
Bless. Happy 2024, guys.
Bless.
The year is happy only begun, and we about to fuck shit up. Okay, so
facts,
let's
facts,
go.
Facts. This podcast is gonna get bigger. I'm taking Nico's advice to post more shit.
Yes.
But anyway,
more coming.
On the 25th, you're gonna come back for us.
Say less.
You gonna come back with your artist?
Yeah.
Yay!
Y'all keep it motherfucking locked.
Yes.
Heard it first.
You heard it first right here. Nico's coming back with
Live.
The new remix of the song.
I hope it's, well, I've been waiting for a month for this. So
Hopefully it's done.
Okay,
well, he'll be back soon if it's not the 24th.
Yeah, I'll be back.
Give his ass a deadline.
You know,
no, I don't know that.
You don't know? Real short.
What are you going to tell him?
Hurry up.
Yeah, I told him today. He said he's going to have it by tomorrow.
No, give him a deadline and show him this video. Show him this podcast.
Hate him and everything.
Damn, bro. Hey, man. Big shout out to you, brother, man.
Amen. Bless you, man.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you, man.
You always come through, man. Appreciate you, man. Got love for you, bro.
Love you guys.
Got love for you. And ladies?
Yeah.
Yes.
I love, look at y'all. Y'all. Wait, can I say it again? Ladies?
Yes.
I'm about to go to sleep.
The royal penis is clean.
Yes. I like my shit. Royal and clean. Yes. Anyway, thank you so much, ladies. I love you guys.
We love you too.
We
love our audience. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, you guys. Y'all make sure y'all tune in, because we about to bring some fire for your shit every 2 weeks. So you guys just tune in. The 25th of January is gonna be our next episode
mm-hmm.
34. Mm-hmm. Yes. This is the R&B Live podcast. Your man Kiefer.
Sade.
Girl to Shaw.
Let's go, Nico. And peace. Mr. Good Vibes over here.
J-Bug
in the back.
J-Bug.
Thank you guys. Love you.
Peace. Later.
Yeah.